T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know how many chances we're going to have to do this during the course of the year. So we are going to crank it up, baby. We are going to crank up the all they do is win, win, win. Because that's all they did Friday was win, win, win. Here are your Memphis Grizzlies highlights.
DJ Khaled.
All right. Going into this, part of the question was, would Mark Gasol and Mike Conley be more involved?
Yep.
The answer is yes.
Young into the lane, misses a runner from 2 feet, rebounded by Gasol. Up ahead, Conley, 3-on-3. Conley blows by Bazemore to the rim, lays it up and in. Bazemore looked like he was setting him up to maybe block the shot from behind, but Conley's quickness got to the rim before Bazemore could recover.
Well, and credit Marc Gasol with a good outlet pass, allowed Marc Gasol, I mean Mike Conley, to get out in transition.
I don't know, when did we last do this? When did we last do
a legitimately serious win-win-win?
I
think it was the Houston game.
What I said. That was the last joyous game. Was made them 5-1.
I mean, you and I sarcastically did a low lights when they were tanking. Because before everyone had embraced the tank and you and I were out in front, we did a low light of, I think we, like, they missed something like 20-something shots one game. We, like, went through all the misses.
So they,
But anyway. You know what struck me about that clip? Because you hear the energy in the building. Like, second possession of the game.
It's fantastic. Did I mention there was more Gasol and Conley? Go ahead. Let's have another
one. Into the front court comes Conley for the trailer. Gasol over to the left side, Temple. Temple towards the left baseline. Gets by Prince into the lane. Kicks it out for Parsons. Over to Gasol. Wide open look at a three. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Front iron window and in, and Marc Gasol looks in the crowd, probably over to his family, and pumps his fist.
Well, good ball movement by the Grizzlies. Great spacing as well, Eric. And when you're open, you have to take those shots.
That was a friendly bounce. At the end of the day, Gasol and Conley's numbers don't look huge. Mark had 13 and Mike had 16. But they scored the first 8, and they either scored on or assisted on the team's first 29 points and 32 of 33. So they came out and set the tone. It was intentional. We talked about this on Friday, what they would do, whether there would be increased focus on them, and there was. Both, there were more pick and rolls early, and they got everything that happened sprung from the fact that Mark and Mike were Mark and Mike. Now, one Garrett Temple helped as well.
Bazemore drives in the lane, off balance, tried to float it up with the right hand, missed. Rebounded by Conley, 4-on-3. Conley for the trailer, Temple, wide open right wing triple. Ring it up and put three more on the board for the Grizz. 3 triples in the first quarter, and the Grizzlies on top 11-6.
Well, we talk about how much early offense means, Eric, getting out in transition and not working against the low shot clock.
And another.
Rebounded by Conley, 4-on-3. Conley for the trailer, Temple. Wide open right wing triple. Ring it up and put 3 more on the board for the Grizz. 3 triples in the first quarter, and the Grizzlies on top 11-6.
Garrett Temple scored 30 points. He was 10 of 11 from the field. He was
just like we thought he'd be.
5 of 6 from 3. He got a text from J.D. Bickerstaff the night before saying, I'm counting on you for veteran competitiveness and fire and leadership. And he said, I got your back, coach. And he sure did. He's not going to score 30 points every game, but it was unbelievable. It was fun. Chandler Parsons got into the act.
8:05 remaining first quarter. Memphis on top, 11-8. They have the ball moving right to left on the radio dial. Conley finds Parsons, right sideline, 3 try. Ring it up. Put 3 on the board. No hesitations. Parsons caught, fired, and hit 4-3 of the early going for the Grizz.
We'll talk more about Chandler Parsons and his role going forward, but that's what you want him to do. He played 17 minutes. He scored 11 points. He was 3 of 4 from 3, right? I mean, that's what you want from Chandler Parsons. Here we have a highlight that you will not hear the likes of for a good long while now.
Rebounded by Gasol. Up ahead, Conley. Conley sprints into the front court. Plumlee trailing him. Conley gets in the lane. Shovels to Green. Two-handed jam. Oh, Mike Conley weaved through the Hawks defense like a hot knife through butter, and he just carved him up and gave it to Jamichael Green for an easy jam on the baseline.
Yeah. Jamichael Green running back to block a dunk later on in the game broke his jaw. At first, it looked like lost teeth was going to be the but he broke his jaw. He had surgery and is out for a good long while. Really tough. First game of last year, gets hurt. First game of this year, which is a contract year for him, gets hurt. This time he played 14 minutes, scored 6 points. The problem for the Grizzlies is that rebounding is a challenge, and he's their best rebounder. There are certainly options as to what can happen now and who can fill in. But you are missing now your best. And honestly, just for Jermichael, that is really rough. More Mike.
Conley left wing. Grizzlies get another stop. Conley hoists a three. Bring it up and put three on the board. The Grizz pouring it on in the first quarter. They can do very little wrong with 4:29 remaining in the first. Lloyd Pierce wants a timeout because the Grizzlies have blasted off to a 27-10 lead here inside FedEx Forum.
But the most important thing that happened beyond, I mean, the win was nice. They needed the win. Listen, Marc Gasol said after the game, this was a must win. Well, Marc Gasol is about the last person in the universe to say about the second game of the season, it's a must win. That's crazy. But Marc said that. And so for them to get the win, to feel good about themselves, to get the fans feeling good about themselves, to change the vibe after that first loss to Indiana was important. But the most important thing is that Jaren Jackson becomes a star. Like, that is the most important thing. And he certainly looked like he is on the way by his performance Friday night.
Gasol in transition, feeds underneath for Jackson. Jackson backing down on Carter, using his size again. Another spin to the left side of the iron and another bucket, and a foul called on Vince Carter. Two very heads-up plays by Jaren Jackson Jr. under the basket, where he knew he had a size advantage, spun to the outside of the lane to use his offhand, and got the bucket both times.
That one, it was Grizzlies past and Grizzlies future meeting. Mark literally saw Jaren Jackson posting up on Vince Carter and said, oh, there's a mismatch. Feeds Jaren Jackson. He's got a really sweet left hand, which I don't know when they drafted him. There wasn't a lot of... He is more polished than I think we would have imagined offensively. Ended up with 24 points in 28 minutes, 8 of 12 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. He had 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks. Just looked really good. And obviously, with Jermichael out, will be counted on even more going forward. Here's more Mark.
Conley left wing, working on Bembry. Conley to Gasol, dangerous pass. Gasol gets it back to Conley left side. Back to Mark on a pick and roll, right to the rim, lays it up and in. Gasol with 11, Conley's 7th assist. Timeout Atlanta, tight ball game. Grizzlies on top, 44-42.
Yeah, it was a tight ball game because the second unit came in and just stunk it up.
Not great.
And listen, there were concerns. Defensively, you gave them 117 points to the Hawks. And when that second unit came in, what had been, I think, a 17-point lead basically disappeared. Played better in the second half. But order was restored by Mark. Chandler had another.
Gasol gives to Conley right sideline. Poitras on him. Poitras out of Kentucky. Conley gives to Gasol. Back to Conley. Isolated on Poitras into the lane. Kicks left corner Parsons. Open three. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Conley has 8 assists. Parsons drills his 2nd triple of the night.
In fact, we got a bunch of threes here. We're going to, in just a second, we're going to play them. The Grizzlies were 13 of 26 from three. Do you know what Professor Bruce Ryan would have you? 13 of 26
That would be Jeff by, hold on, let me quickly. That'd be 500%.
Yeah,
so 50%. Yeah.
50%. Very good. Very good. 50% from three. And asked afterward if the Grizzlies could keep it up. I don't mean that percentage, but essentially meaning being effective from three. JB said, sure. And actually, if you look at it, you've got Mike who can shoot threes. You've got Mark who can shoot threes. You've got Chandler who can shoot threes. You've got Garrett Temple who can shoot threes. You've got Jaren Jackson who can shoot threes. And then whatever, maybe, you know, whether it's Wayne Selden or Dylan Brooks or whomever, Marshawn Brooks. They actually do have a bunch of three-point shooters. Here's a few of them.
Gasol holding. Caspi cuts. Good feed. Caspi working on Poitras. Kicks it back to Gasol. He bounces to Temple. Open three. Bring it up. Put three on the board. Mark Gasol with a perfect bounce pass to Garrett Temple. And Temple drills his third triple of the night.
Yeah, right place at the right time. Not hesitating. Really good shooter of the basketball, Eric. So you can see why they wanted him on this team.
Matt gives deep right wing for Caspi. Hands it off Anderson. Out to Temple. Temple a straightaway three. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Garrett Temple is a perfect 4 of 4 from long range.
And really shooting the ball well, Eric. You can see he's in a rhythm, taking good quality shots.
Caspi to inbound the basketball. Gets it in. Temple. Catch and shoot. Right corner three. Ring it up. 5 for 5 for Garrett Temple, who's got 18 in the first half. Conley gets by Trae Young, clips it back out to the top for Gasol. Left wing Parsons, wide open three, ring it up, put three on the board. Conley's pass to Gasol, Gasol the extra pass to Parsons, and the Grizzlies are cooking at 191 Beale Street tonight.
It was a lot of fun. More Garrett Temple.
Young into the front court, hands it off deep right wing for Prince. Gives it back for Young, gave for Len. Len couldn't handle it. Stolen by Temple. Late to the floor, to the rim, he lays it in. Garrett Temple with a great decision to not go for the dunk and just get to the front of the iron and lay it home, not giving the Hawks a chance to maybe block that in transition.
In Chris Harrington's piece in the Daily Memphian, he wrote about how they do the fantastic thing where Grizz comes out with the little bear cub baby. It's just the cutest thing in the world. And holds it up like the Lion King scene, right? They've been doing that for a bunch of years now.
Mm-hmm.
The start of a new season,
mm-hmm.
holds the cub up in the
yes.
air, etc. And as Chris led off his piece, saying they should have just plastered Jaren Jackson's face on the baby,
mm-hmm.
But right. I had a Jaren Jackson mask on the baby because it was the dawn not just of a new season,
yes,
it was the dawn of a career. A home career for Jaren Jackson Jr. Here he is with a couple of highlights.
Mack gives for Gasol on a little pick and pop. Gasol to the baseline for Jackson. Back out to Gasol. He'll bounce corner left side for Kyle Anderson. Anderson in the lane. Back to Jackson. Fires a three. Ring it up. Put three on the board for the rookie out of Michigan State, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, showing his versatility again. Being able to step out, stretch the floor, and knock down the corner three-point shot.
Right side for Dylan Brooks. Brooks working baseline on Bembry and around the back move into the paint. To the left wing, Jaren Jackson, open three. Ring it up. Put three on the board on the drive and kick. And the rookie knocks down another triple and he's got 24. Oh my, the fans love what they're seeing out of the young 19-year-old out of Carmel, Indiana, Jaren Jackson Jr. putting on a show tonight. 24 points, 6 rebounds, and a timeout for the Hawks.
I will close with really the they were two stars of the night. Mike and Mark led the way. But then Jaren Jackson Jr. obviously was incandescent, was even better on this night than Trae Young. It'll be interesting to see how that. Right now it looks like a hell of a start for all the rookies, honestly. Like, this looks like a great rookie class. And with Jermichael Green's injury, you wonder if Jaren Jackson Jr., and as polished as he looks offensively early, you wonder if he'll be more in the running for this. We never imagined that he would be a serious Rookie of the Year contender. We imagined that in 5 years he might be the best player out of this draft or one of the best players. But he looks more polished early, and he's going to get more opportunity early. But the other star was obviously Garrett Temple, who, was 34. He was plus 37 on the night. Here he is with his 30th point.
Left elbow, Jaren Jackson Jr. He'll hand it off for Garrett Temple. Temple to the foul line. Temple, lean back 16-footer, got another one. Temple's in a zone. He's got 30. Wow. What a night.
And so that was it. The whole thing was fun. Young Dolph came out for the introductions. Jaren Jackson Jr. goes over and daps him up, I guess, is the way to say it. And so that was fun. The halftime was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Was a lot of fun. The whole scene was fun. It was not a sellout. It was announced as 17 some, and it was not packed, but it was a very good, engaged, lively, fun. It reminded you how much fun the Grizzlies can be when they're rolling. There are obviously some issues. Defensively, you wonder how this will be. And now going forward without Jermichael, they could start Jaren Jackson Jr. If they wanted to, though, they could move Chandler to the four. Like, Chandler can play some minutes at the four. Omri Caspi played more minutes than anyone would have possibly imagined with 24 minutes the other night, had 11 points. So he may have a bigger role. So we'll see exactly how they go ahead and try to make up for the loss of Jermichael Green. If there was any, Dylan Brooks was still struggling. Like, he is struggling. He just looks like he's forcing stuff. He was 1 of 7 from the field and looked out of sorts. And then Marshawn Brooks didn't get in the game. He was the one of the, and Andrew Harrison also didn't get in the game. So the rotation was a little bit different this time, as Marshawn Brooks did not get into the game. Dylan Brooks played minutes, but a lot of them were late, and a lot of them were, it looked like they were just trying to get him going. It's weird. It's kind of weird what's happened with Dylan Brooks as he's fallen off the cliff. But it was a really fun night at FedEx Forum, I think, for everybody who was there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.